Thanks, Gunnar. Background to Netilas Yodayim.
I'm standing in Netilas Yodayim. It's been a great deal. You said this in the last few weeks, Parshas Shemini and Parshas Kedoshim. The Pasuk of Yiskadishtim, Yisim Kedoshim, Chazal, Gemara in the Brachos. Learn from the Hasmachta, in Rabbanon, the Hasmachta of Yiskadishtim, refers to Mayim Mishayinim, also in this week's side of the Pashat Emory about Truma, you can see as the main reason of the Tekon of Atil Shadayim was because of Truma. You can see also we start the Gemara in Chulin says that the Atil Shadayim in Chulin is mitnei shach Truma. What's the reason why Chazal Mesakin? You got to wash your hands. Chulin. Chulin means pass for bread. That was the concept of a pass. It's because of Sarach Truma. What she means, Sarach Truma? Because of Truma. What's the pshat? Rashi says, my name is Sarach Truma Huzka. It's mentioned because of Sarach Truma. Why? Because Yedayim, hands are Shnis. Shnis means a Sheni Rutuma. There's such a thing. A person could be Rishni Rutuma. Yeah, but there's a the Yidayim hands can be, since it's a din rabbanon, hands could be sheini l'tumma. Yeah, and the din of sheini l'tumma, something which is sheini l'tumma, rishnum makes a sheini. Yeah, here Chazal Masakin that the hands are sheini l'tumma. Yeah, and the pasul truma. I mean, to touch truma makes it tummy. Places pasul means because the tumma doesn't go any further afterwards. That's why it's called pasul. The tumma, which is kind of shlishi, they can't. It can make kaidish and derivive, but it doesn't. The kaidish can't make anything else. It's called pasul. That means if you die in the pasul tumma, but chulin sheini can't be mitam chulin. Yeah, chulin can only be a sheini. Sheini the tumma can't go any further than being a sheini, right? But because of tumma, wise in order that kaidim. I mean, when kohenim, this man, when the tumah v'tara, the kohenim should get used to washing their hands to be metai the hands, because by being washing your hands takes away the tumah. No, they should get used to washing their hands. No, to the tumah, no, should be the issa of touching tumah, of being with tummy dicker hands and being metam with the tumah, and issa also eating tumah, which is tummy, also is issa. Issa, I say, it's not. The truma of the go for a person is tummy is a chiv chorus, but truma which is tummy to eat it, it's not a chiv chorus, it's an issa, it's not even a lab, it's an issa, I say. That's why the Mesakim is till it's dying. Or then the Gemara says, but oh, Mishnah Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah as well. The Gemara says, what do you mean, Mishnah Mitzvah? Mitzvah Shmei Devi Chachamim. The Tesis learns what's he mean? That's the second mitzvah Shmei Devi Chachamim. The Tesis learns it means that besides the Sach Truma, there's another Indian of Nikius. So you need to eat bread with Nikius, cleanliness, the Rumasakim. The Sach of the Rumasakim, you've got to wash your hands before you eat. Other Shainim learn, seem to learn, and seem that Shita Zashi as well, that the Prima God is like Rashi, that there's no two, there's only one thing, Sach Truma. Yeah? The Ashbaz Sakasha, why is the one tape because the mitzvah viskadish was the mitzvah viskadish then? The Ashbaz says, this mitzvah viskadish, that is the Nikius, that the Nikius is only for the Mavarich. Yeah, there's no thing you got to eat the Nikius. They didn't make such a tekana. It's only the Mavarich, something he makes a bracha, and he's made to other people. Yeah, with a bracha, yeah, only he has to make the, only he has to wash his hands. But people, that used to be in the old days, one person is to make a bracha for everyone else, to be eight, so they don't need to wash at all. As I said, but to eat chulin, the whole reason is not sach truma. Okay. Right? What? No, he's made to them the bracha, he's made to them. He's made to others, because I'm made to you. So those that don't make the bracha, without the reason of sach truma, they wouldn't need to wash their hands. Only because of sach truma, that's everyone has to wash their hands. But the key is only, that's what Ashbaz says. Rashi doesn't mash me like that. This, the whole thing that Rashi says Shetiknua, the Mesak. Rashi says after Mitzvah Shetichrom Shetiknua. So the Pim Gadol Pshat that even before the Mesakim, the din of Tilus Yadayim, yeah, there was, they were noyeg like that on their own. People were noyeg on their own to wash, yeah. But then Chazan came along, made a tchon out of it. That is all one did. Come on, that's all. But what do we see? Can we see the hand Yadayim or Shnei Shemini the Tumah? Ask about what's this? Sorry, this hands are Shemini the Tumah. What's the root of this thing, right? Yeah. It's so there, yeah. Hands are saying to me, yeah. Oh, but I'm saying, what's the why I'm saying to me? Why the Chazal means to din? The hands are saying to. Oh, then it's definitely in din rabbanim. I mean, I tell you, there's no such thing that hands can be tummy. I mean, I tell you, only a person can be tummy. This can be avatuma, be tummy. He says avatuma, or you got nida, you got azov, you got well, people who have avatuma, and a person that touches a tummy mace or touches a nida azov, the combination of tummy, yeah. The hands. Yeah, there's no concept of hands being tummy on their own. Chazal came along with Masakim, there's such a concept of hands being tummy. Now, where did it start, this hands being tummy? So the Gemara said this. The Gemara in Shabbos says that, well, Shabbos brings the whole, there's a list of, the Gzeir is called Yudchez Dover. That, there was a whole gathering, Tamidah Bishani and Bishilu, and the maid and Bishame were the majority. To me, the Bishame were the majority, and they made 18 tekanos. Most of the tekanos were negated from the Tara. And one of the tekanos were that Yadayim are Tomei. What do you mean by Yadayim are Tomei? We mean it's called Stam Yadayim. I mean, everybody's hands, which haven't been shame of them, so see what he has to be shame of them from. But the hands, something hasn't been shame of his hands. It didn't look after them, then they're automatically tummy. And those hands are pasul truma. That was the concept, they pasul truma. Then the Master Kasha, Mara says that we find out did Bishame make this greater? Tamita Hill Bishame made it greater. The day was long earlier. Shema Melech. Yeah, Shema Melech would have more beings. Shema Melech made it greater. So Moses says, yeah, Shlomo HaMelech made the Zera of Stam Yadayim, but for Kodshim, only for Kodshim. Like if you touch Kodesh, Kodshim, meat which is Kodshim, then it's Matam of the Bosa. But Tamid Hilvashanah came along and they said, even for Truma, it passes Truma as well. No. And later on, there was the Kana of Tilis Yadayim for Chulin as well because of Truma. Some people think Hashem HaMelech made the Tekonim Tilis Yadayim. Yeah, that's some people have this impression. The Tekonim Hashem HaMelech and Tilis Yadayim. It's only for Kodshim. That was the original Tekonim was for Kodshim. That means that the Tekonim was that they passed the Matam that the hands which are Stam Yadayim or Tomei and they passed the Truma. That was his Tekonim. And about the culture, sorry, the pastel culture, now it's just a comma. And could be, and pastels, in the tila, doesn't even help. For culture, it's a mission of Giga, you have to table your hands. Yeah? It doesn't help us in the tila. Yeah, tila is better. Tila is better. What? What? No, only the evidence. It's not the evidence. No, it's both. What you saw, it's right? Tefillah is normally better. Yeah, it's a higher dag of tarek. Yeah. What? The shot of the name. Yeah. Tefillah is definitely better. Yeah. Sometimes you have to do tefillah, like the sea. Yeah, you can't do tefillah because the water is not going in the sea. What?
You tried to say
that
if somebody has a chance to do tefillah, you should rather do
tefillah. No, but you don't have to do it. No. I don't think you have to do it. You can do what you want. So I think, but it's a higher level. It's a higher level. It's better because it helps. The chiddush there helps. But upon him. Oh, some others say that time Shlomo HaMelech, then he could do still Netila later on, they were machmir to do Tevila for Kodesh. Shai in the Gris and the Gemara, where the Gris, Shos Shlomo Tikkun Netila Sidaim. So the Mashal takes out the word Netila Sidaim, it's just Shlomo Tikkun Yadayim, not Netila Sidaim. Because you have to do Tevila.
So what was the problem with Takala? Was it Netila helps?
Yeah, those were Takala, yeah. When they made the Takala, the hands could be Tome, at the same time they made the Takala, you can get rid of it, the Tome by doing Netila. Especially the Tome, yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's not quite clear when the Takana for Chulin, when for Chulin, the Moshe said for Truma, we know it, that was Yud Ches Dova. When for Chulin, when was Takana that for Chulin you got to wash your hand for Chulin? It's not so clear, but it seems, that it's also the time of, also it's still at the time of Tamidi Mehil B'Shamai, because we've got a Gemara in, some Purush Gemara in Brochus, stuff in the base, some Chaykis B'Shamai in Sil, they're talking about Nesuda, talking about Chulin, talking about Truma there, about washing your hands, it'll be before you put the wine into the case, or after, where you put the matter, the cloth, the thing, they're talking about Nesuda over there. So we see there was the time of B'Shamai is ready to come into Nesuda. Well, it's not so poshut, because the Chazon Ish wants to learn, because he's got a kasha. Of something else, which we have perhaps to mention later on, that wasn't the Tekonah of Tishadayim. They were talking about somebody who was eating Chulin Batara. There's a mitzvah to eat Chulin Batara. Yeah, it's not talking about Chulin Batara. Somebody wants to eat, it's a mitzvah to eat Chulin Batara. And then somebody who eats Chulin Batara, you have to wash his hands. Yeah? So they were talking about such a person who eats Chulin Batara there. It's not talking about the Tekonah of Tishadayim. So it's hung awry when the Tekonah of Tishadayim Chulin, when it happened. Well, sometime later, of Yud Ches Dovah. Right. During the time of Tanoim. Oh. So is why. Oh, to mention here. Besides, this is Stam Yadayim, Hands we haven't been saying, but there's also a din. Besides for that, since we're talking about this, is a din that if a Rishin Lutumma touches, somebody's a Rishin Lutumma, touches. Yadayim, I mean, somebody touches the Rishon L'Tumah with his hands, then they also become a Shein L'Tumah. That's aside for Stam Yadayim, Stam, which don't know that touch anything, just been not be Shein them. But if you touch the Rishon L'Tumah, they become Tomei. That's from Purush Mishnah, it's not they become Tomei, Become a Shein L'Tumah. So we'll see if they're connected or not. Right. So, what's the reason? Why Stam Yadayim? Why was the Gezer Tumah on Stam Yadayim? Yeah. So Rashi in Shabbos Tafi Dalet, Rashi brings down from Rabbi Yisov that they said the reason why Yadayim Otomei, why Stam Yadayim Otomei is because Rashi, he brings down the Roshan, Shemo Noga Betumah, perhaps he touched Tumah. Yeah? That's the Roshan he brings down. So Rashi asks, if he touched Tumah, Rashi asks him, if he touched Tumah, perhaps he touched Avatumah, if he touched Avatumah, then it's a Rishon, it should be not just a Sheini. And also not only his hands, he says the person is Tommy, if he touched Avatumah. And also it doesn't help washing, you have got to table yourself if you're Rishon Tumah, you can do Tevila. So Rashi argues, and Rashi says that's not the Pshat is because if the person is not Sheini his hands, well, you may have touched some tin of dirt and things, right? So what? And therefore, Chalam is worried. If a person touches dirt, then you go and touch Truma. Yeah? You go and touch Truma with those dirty hands, and you spoil the Truma, you ruin the Truma. Pasha the Gnai, not nice for Truma, it becomes dirty. Yeah? It can be massive, the Truma. Therefore, the Masakan, that his hands should become Tomei, should be a Shani, the Truma. Yeah? In order to safeguard Truma, say, well, somebody's, it's that way he won't touch Truma if he has his hands of Tomei. Right? Therefore, to safeguard Truma, They made his hands into a Shein Lutum. That's what Rashi says. But the Yishuv, what's the terrace up to the Abyss of Shirashi? And not only the Abyss of Halevak, it's the other Shainim in the Rambam, the Zmur Halevak, the Rambam, and also the Shainim in the other Shainim, also Halevak, the Shainim in Sochim, the Rambam, I say Halevak. That so the Achrenim say, but the Shemim also say it already. The Ram says it already that a person is only from Abatum. I should ask, what's the Abatum? A person would be careful of Abatum, because Abatum is not so frequent. Abatum, Rishon Tum is more shchiach. A person is not careful by Rishon Tum. Yeah, because it's more around. Rishon Tumah is more. You find it more around Rishon Tumah. Avatumah, you don't find it around so much. Yeah, and also it's Avatumah is more chomer. It's Avatumah. Person's is more careful. Avatumah, maybe it's Avatumah or Zolva, maybe Avatumah. Yeah, or Sheretz. Sheretz Avatumah. What? No, but it's not things which are normally around. You know what I mean? It's not. It depends on where. It's the thing, right? It's mainly for that even more things. There's other tumah as well. Yeah, it's mainly. So in those days, it wasn't so red. Somebody was mainly. He was around. It's mainly. Yeah, rishon tumah is more. Yeah, so you see. Yeah. Oh. But one thing we do see here, we see according to the Rabbis of Rashi that the whole, that there was a gzeira of, there was a din that if you touch a rishon, hands become tummy. The whole din of standing daim is based on that din that if you touch a rishon, it becomes tummy. The hands become tummy. The sign is, this din, yeah, where did it come from? This din that if you touch a rishon, it becomes tummy. And also, according to Rashi, yeah. According to Rashi, Rashi says the water is because of tumah. That's why the Meshachan has a shayni tumah. But what's it got to do with touching rishon tumah? Why the Meshachan? If you touch rishon, become tameh? The Tosfos Behemos, Tosfos in Pesachim asks this question: why? Where do we find? Why would we touch rishon tameh? Yeah. What? Tumaim. Imaim kazrishon. Yeah. Because any rishon tumah. Yeah. Imaim or person rishon tumah. Yeah. So Tesis says, where does it come from? Where would Mesakan this? Yitch Stom of Stam Yadayim. So Tesis says that Mestama, when there were Mesakan, the din of Stam Yadayim, yeah, there were also Mesakan, the din of that hand, such as become Tommy. That's what Tesis says. And the Gemara left Mashma at the same time, yeah, it's all the same, part of the same Gzeda. So we see it's all, the way Tosfos learns is incorporated in that Gzeda. The Pashtus Tosfos is taking on, yeah, from Tosfos, like Rashi, after they see Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos asked the Kasha that why Mech Tosfos Tomei, he took on that Rashi, that the whole thing of Stami Dain is called the Tinnus. If the whole thing is because, like the Rebbe of Rashi learned, because you may have touched the rishon of tumah, so you see the whole din of time is based on the rishon of tumah. That's what they're asking. So Tosfos seems to take on it's because of bashlus and mashmas. It's because of tumah. Yeah, no, Tosfos is mechadish that when they made that zayah that they're shaining the tumah because of tumah. There was also a sakan that they're tummy because that they're tummy if they touch the rishon as well. But the Shainim of Anonim, that's in Sotheis and Sachem that he tests. The Shainim there also say, they say the whole Zayah is because Shem and Nagavishan, they say because Shirich does touch the Rishon, that's why I'm saying, so it may be, Stami Daima Tomei Vati, it must be Tomei if you touch Rishon. So back to the took on that, then there were Gaiva that if you touch Rishon, you Tomei, and straight away, yeah, also, yeah, there were Gaiva Stami Daim because of the Chashashi touched the Rishon. Yeah. Oh, but why the mitzvah to the kohen without tishin tumah is not clear. Why the mitzvah to the kohen? Yeah, the mitzvah to the tumah. I tell you, this is tumah we die. Yeah, that's not clear why the mitzvah to the kohen. Yeah, to touch a rishon. Yeah, I haven't found any reason why to have such a rishon become tumah according to this into this shita. Yeah.
Not according to Rashi.
Yeah, it could be a pashtus of pshat is, well, we soon see there's two ways how to learn. Pashtus is, in order to, since once the maiden to a sheni, so you see there's a hand that are sheni. In order to, so, right, so, seeing the hands now are something which can become tome, a sheni tumah. So it makes sense to say, so that's not like a sheni tumah, it's ending with such a so if the rishon does, the hands become something which can be mekabel tumah now. Till now, not mekabel tumah. Now they're mekabel tumah. What's the thing which are mekabel tumah? So it can be a sheni. So we say that if it's a sheni, it's to be a sheni, right? Because they made into something which is mekabel tumah.
Maybe they become sheni, but obviously when
they're going to touch it, the rishon becomes sheni. Yeah, but that's obvious. No, that's obvious. The reason was only because of the may have touched the tumah, yeah? That's why it's such a reason. Just to enforce that in the standing time to make it, to get it together, yeah? That it's a sheni in tumah. Yeah. Oh, the Rambam's mashma, this takana, that hands which touch an ishna become a sheni yatumah, even before Shlomo HaMelech. Yeah? This brings down, this din that hands become a sheni, but if you touch a rishon, afterwards he says, Shlomo HaMelech came with a gezer, the stamidaim, the kastamidaim, the gezer. Still now he's talking about hands which touch a rishon. Yeah, Shabbat they told me. And he said, the Shlomo HaMelech came with gezer, even stamidaim. Not only if you touch it, you know you touch the rishon, even if you don't know to touch tumah, with gezer, all stamidaim should be tumah. And afterwards you chutov as a tumah, and think. Yeah, so it's mashma that this Takana, touching rishon is the early takana even before Shlomo HaMelech. That's a chayin speak it out, a chayin in the Mishnah Chayin on the Mishnah is in the Tosfos is mashma that in Yedayin. Yeah, they speak that out. But you have the Gemara Pesachim, it's not mashma like that. You have to know how it is the Gemara Pesachim. It's mashma that's only what happened at that time, Yud Chas Dovah. Yeah. Now, Shai Zazay. We said before, Rashi holds, that the reason of Tumas Yedayim for Krumah is because of Tinnus. Because the Gnaya for Krumah. Oh, it's one point, yeah. Oh, it's been Makdim, yeah? In the Takana of Til Shedayim, for Chulim, Chazal said, because of Truma, no, the Kainish get used to washing their hands to eat Truma, then the Sakan, everyone washing their hands to eat Chulim, to eat bread. Now, this Takana took place in the time when there was Tum of the Tara. Nowadays, there's no Tum of the Tara. Everybody's Tommy, all Tommy Nation nowadays. But then, when the Takana was instituted, then there was Tum of the Tara. Yeah. So then, computer, the Tekana then was a bit of a different. It was looked at a bit differently then. Then those days, then the Tekana was pastors. Yeah. It could be some machikis in that point. Yeah. But pastors, the Tekana was then. You have to. The Tekana was to, when you eat chulin, you got to be metai your hands. That they should be able to eat, that should be toy for truma. Because if it's truma, even if you eat in chulin, should be tie your hands, make them toy. Right? Nowadays, there's no tie, you can't retire your hands. So, there's no tie at all. So, it still carries on. Chazal not mechalic. Even then, when there was a tie, there were people who were tommy. Yeah? People became tommy. They came into their mace, or nidl, or zog, whatever, people became tommy. For them, they also had to wash their hands for chulin as well. They're mechalic. Even though they couldn't be retired their hands. Or with the Ikka, the kind of was to be retired your hands. Right?
Could
you go to
the
Why?
Because people might think, oh, you wash your hands. And they'll do it.
And if you go to Mikvi, I was good. But they're really their Tommy. No, they know they're Tommy. They don't think it makes them tired completely. Nobody thinks that.
I would have
thought it might lead. You know that? Nah, people know that. I think you have to go to the mikvah to be tired. Past people know that. Yeah. Oh, so if, let's assume, right, let's talk about then, in those days. If it could come with you tying your hands, So according to Rashi, said before, the whole reason was because of sinners. Now, what happens? What happens if somebody washed his hands? Yeah, because he made the lishadayim. Then he made his hands dirty after that. He didn't touch tumah, but he touched tinnus. Right? That's the thing. Even nowadays as well, the thing is that you got to wash your hands again. Why? Yeah. Even though it doesn't tamis them, there's some tamis that made them dirty. Yeah. It's possible. The reason is because since the takana of why you daim or tummy is because of tinnus. Yeah, because in order to safeguard truma, that shouldn't spoil the truma. But Kapon Chazal said because of tinnus, they're tummy. So maybe if you metanis them, it'll be back into like stami daim again. It'll be tummy again. That was the whole takana of stami daim. So posh it, you losing the tin. You got to wash again. Yeah. Shaila, according to the other pshat, according to the Rabbi Yisrael Rahim, the Rambam will examine. Yeah. If you metanis your hands afterward, netila, should you have to wash again? There's no tumma. There's no such thing of tumma. Come to them, that wasn't the reason of the kana. The kana was only because of tumma, because you may have touched tumma. So if you metanis your hands, you shouldn't have to wash again. But It's mevur pastas gemara. Yeah, there's some jaisus sarchav midlul suda. Yeah, he's got to wash his hands again. So you see, that's tinuf. So why do you have to wash your hands again? Right. Yeah, that mitzvah. I've got the Prima Godin Taki says and the Chalam, the Prima Godin says, the Alochi says, the state of Shulchan Aruch, if you untangle your hands, you've got to make a bracha again, yeah? Yeah? I think Shulchan Aruch, yes. The Prima Godin Taki is also possible. Kuntir Rashi understands, but Kuntir Rashi is the Chayyar is why should you have to wash your hands again? See, time you shouldn't make a bracha. No, I'm not sure that Alochi didn't make a bracha, yeah? So the Shaila.
What's
the reason for the color? No, I'm saying, but he knows.
Touching
tumma. Oh, one second. And nowadays, if you touch tumma, yeah, even if you touch tumma. You're right. Well, yeah, you're right. But nowadays, anyway, Tommy, the Supreme Court says that if you touch Tommy, it's not going to make a difference. Anyway, Tommy, you wash the water just touches Tommy. So making touching Tommy, proper Tommy, it's not everything's Tommy. Every Kaylee is Tommy. So you're not going to. So it's Behechach. It must be that when you stop nowadays by not being shown your hands, it means because of Tillus. Yeah? Past, yeah?
It's
been a long time. It's why should it's because you should not wash your hands. Couldn't be Rabbeis of Rashi. Yeah, you should not wash your hands again. Rabbeis of Rashi said the reason because of Tumma. No reason is then because of Tumma. So you should not wash it. But you've got to wash your hands now. But yeah, but to say that if you stand it up, why again? If you stand it, then why should you wash your hands again?
What's the difference between
the first time and second time? What was the difference?
Sorry. What was the difference between the color was before you eat? Yeah. Well, it's not Tumma.
Yeah, if you're telling
them.
No.
It needs to be eating true and you don't have
to wash your hands again. No, they look. Sachtum, no. The Chulin has to wash hands because of Truman, because they did. Chulin has to wash their hands before they ate Truman. Yeah, because the hands are Tommy. Right? The Chazal made them Tommy. Right? But he just touched dirt, so what's the problem? But our Belmaisa the same thing that besides the reason of Tumma, they also agree there's a reason of Nikius. Like Taisa says, there's another reason of Nikius. As Viskadishtam, as Nikius, as the din of Nikius, the second reason, that's the reason, right? But that's for that reason you have to wash again. Yeah, no, that's Bialoch, he argues on people. But God says he shouldn't have to. Yeah, Mikhtar says, yeah, the same thing. Yeah. Now, there's another point. It was getting late. Yeah. Another point, Atim Katsa, yeah. That, the Kuntirashi, that the reason is because of Timuth, that's why the second hands are changing the Tumma. Right? The Shaila is, you could say, perhaps, okay, that Chazal Mesakan for Chulin, I think it was my name was Tari, yeah? You have to wash your hands. Yeah? You have to metari your hands. But was the Tekona only to metari your hands from the Tumma of Stam Yadayim? Yeah? What happens if you touch Tumma, you touch the Rishon Tumma, you wash your hands, then you touch, you're Metiach Tash, there's no Tumma. Yeah? But you just touched the Rishon Tumma. Would you have to wash your hands again? For Chulin. Of course, for Tumma you have to, because now your hands are Tumma, yeah? Now, think about for Chulin, the Tekona of Chulin. If Tekona of Chulin is to metari your hands, now you touch Tumma, yeah? Perhaps, yes, perhaps. You might be Tumma now. Yeah, but I think for Tumma you would have to. But could be the din which Chachonim will mesaken that you have to wash your hands because of truma, it's only because of truma of Stam Yudayim. That's worried about, because people forget. It's Stam Yudayim, they're not so aware of it. Therefore, the truma of Stam Yudayim could be, Chazal said, that's what you've got to wash your hands for. But for a bad day truma of Rishon, could be for that, the maintenance of the Shtakon of the Chulin. To wash them in Tayyip, because, No, Stam Yudayim is a new truma of Stam Yudayim. Yeah, they're not tummy because of Tashi, it's tummy because of Stam Yudayim, it's a new tumor. It's not Kabbalah, it's not even a Kabbalah tumor, Rishon, if you touch Rishon, it's a Kabbal tumor from the Rishon, it's not Kabbalah's tumor, it's just made, because I'll put a tumor on the hands. For this tumor, they said you've got to wash your hands for, you've got to mitai your hands for that tumor. Right? I got this idea from, the Bi'ah Alocha says it brings a Chai Adam who says if you touch Kisvei Kedesh in the middle of meal, the din is Kisvei Kedesh just the column on the Yitzchak Tova, if you touch Kisvei Kedesh the time you say Daim, what happens in the middle of the meal you touch Kisvei Kedesh? Yeah, it's something which is the time you say Daim. So the Chai Adam is Machmir, the Bialocha time is that the whole Tekona was on the Tekona of Stam Yadayim. This is a different Tekona for the Knaf, Pitzit Shem Touch. The reason why they made this Tekona is Pitzit Shem Touch, Kisvei Kedesh, touch with your bare hands. So perhaps that's why they didn't make such a Tekona. So it could be this the same thing as well. Or could be not. Or could be, that's for Kisvei Kedesh. But could be for, could be even if you touch Tuma, could be Kum Tirashi, it's not a new Tekona. Like I said before, Tisa says the Gezer, at the same time, the Gezer Stam Yudayim, the Gezer if you touch this Tuma, is not a normal, that's also a Tuma, the only Gezer, the same Tuma of Stam Yudayim. They weren't Gezer. This is a Sefer, this is Rabbi Leiman in times. He says, when you touch Yishin the Tuma, it didn't make it to be Mekabu Tuma like normal Tuma. All he said, it's got Stam Tuma of Stam Yudayim. If you touch Yishin the Tuma, it's also included in Stam Yudayim. That's all he said. Therefore, that if you touch Yishin the Tuma, you'll have to wash hands again. Okay.